We're joined by Levi Tierney, our fitness expert and positive mental health advocate. How are you, Levi?
I'm great, Ronan, and yourself?
Oh, not too bad. I'm lifting counters around here. I have lifted presenters up in the air during the week to make sure that my strength tests are still at a very high level. And we're looking forward to hearing about the mental side of things today. What way should we be thinking?
I heard you're like a young Arnold Schwarzenegger in there in the station.
Absolutely. And once I lifted Keith Finnegan and left him down, I turned around and I said, I'll be back. So, so all good. Everybody's very happy with my lifting around here.
We've got a new mindset tip today. Okay. And the tip for everybody today is to be careful with what you're absorbing into your mind on a daily basis.
Okay.
And this is absolutely crucial for everybody to look at, no matter what age you are, for improving your mental health. Okay? And I just want to give you an idea on this. So if somebody wakes up first thing in the morning and straight away they go checking emails, or they start watching TV, or they start scrolling through social media on your phone, I think it can be a very negative start to the day. Okay?
Yeah.
So there's only so much that our brain can absorb on a daily basis. So we need to be careful. We need our brain for our work and for our family and for other things that we're doing. So we need to be careful with what we're absorbing. So I think early in the morning, if people could maybe keep off the screens and keep away from the news, keep away from work first thing in the morning, possibly looking at maybe doing a little bit of exercise instead, a little bit of breathing, a little bit of mindfulness, maybe a little bit of reading instead. I think some things like that, little changes, will be a far more positive start to the day.
Actually, that's a very good call, because, you know, there are certain people that certain bits of information would be like, you know, water off a duck's back. But to other people, they may absorb information and negative information differently. So if you did start on the back foot, the day is quite difficult to approach then.
Yes, 100%. And this would be first thing in the morning, but all throughout the day. So if you're constantly absorbing, you know, negative information, whether that's on the news or the TV or social media or from talking to people, it could be with the people in your environment as well, that can sometimes, you know, bring people's mood down. Maybe it could kind of, you know, damage how you're kind of functioning on a daily basis. So we need to be very, very careful not to be absorbing too much negativity. And I think it would make a massive difference how people feel day to day.
Actually, that's very true. And just on another level, if we were to spin it on its head again for a second, you might find people there as well that might be giving you extremely overly positive information as well about yourself, and kind of building you up into something that you possibly aren't. So just be very careful, because sometimes people do things like that as well to kind of build you up to drop you. How do you think about that?
Yeah, there is two sides to it. And I think it's about maybe looking at the environment, looking at the people in your circle and who you connect with the most, who you associate with, and just trying to find the right people, you know, to support you and maybe what you're doing, or maybe connecting with more people that are more in line with your future and what you want to do, you know. So yeah, I think it's important to look at who you're talking to, who you're dealing with on a daily basis, and are they having a positive or a negative influence on your life?
Exactly, because there's a very, very powerful image there. I'm sure you've seen it on social media as well, of the matches all lined up in a line. And obviously, if you take out a particular match that might be causing everything else to go on fire, that, you know what, yep, I mean, then you have surrounded yourself with the right people and taken away the negativity. So just be careful that people can lead, yep, you astray.
Yeah, just on that, I was listening to a neuroscientist speaking on a podcast a few days ago, and one of the tips, and I couldn't believe she even said this, but one of the tips was, before you go to your doctor and you get, you know, you get clinically evaluated with a mental health problem, just make sure that all the people around you in your life are not very negative and bringing you down. Okay? So I think you need to be very, very careful with all the different types of people that are in your environment and how you react to certain things that happen, how you respond to certain things, and how, what you let in. You need to be very careful what you're letting into your space.
That's a very good one this week, actually. Evaluate or reevaluate your community. and see who's bringing you up and who's taking you down, and then obviously you can move forward from there, and just be very careful of looking at kind of negative content, yep, especially in the morning. Levi, thank you very much indeed. That's powerful stuff today. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Brilliant. Thanks, Ronan. Talk to you soon.
Thanks,